ईश्वरोऽपि सन्न प्रकृतिं स्वामधिष्ठाय संभवां यात्ममायया स्वामधिष्ठाय संभवां यात्ममायया
So in the fifth shloka, Krishna told Arjuna what is the difference between him and Arjuna. The difference between an avatara and a janma. Arjuna's case, it is a janma, he is born. Whereas in Krishna's case, he has taken an avatara. And he told, Bahuni me vetitani, janmani tavacharjuna, tanyakam veda sarvani, natvam veda parantapa, tani aham veda sarvani. That's what he said. I know all my previous births. The difference between me and you is what? I know all my previous births. I knew what I did earlier. But in your case, natvam vedta. You do not know. That is the difference between me and you. That is why mine is called avatara. Yours is called janma. Yours is birth. So now here, how the Lord is born, that's what the Lord is explaining it here in this shloka. How the Lord takes the avatara. Even though he assumes an avatara, the Lord does not forget his original nature. His original nature, whatever is the nature, he never forgets that. That is what we saw in the previous shloka. Then the question will be, what is the original nature of the Lord itself? What is the original nature of the Lord, which he does not forget at all? A nature which he never forgets, what is that nature of the Lord? That will be the question we will ask. Then he says, Ajaha Aham. Ajaha Aham. I know that my real nature is what? Is free from Janma. I know my real nature is free from Janma, even though the Krishna Shariram, the Krishna's body, might have come out on a particular day. Krishna Janmashtami, Ramanavami, all those days are there where the Lord has taken the avatara. Even though there is a date like that, even though the whole world may celebrate those days, the Krishna Jayanti they may celebrate, Ramanavami they will celebrate, whatever may be the thing, but I know they are only what? They are only big joke only. As far as I am concerned, I am never born. People just celebrate them. I am never born. So really speaking, Aham Naiva Jataha. Aham Ajaha. I am never born. Aham Ajaha. I am the birthless Brahman. That's what the Lord knows. And I know this is a drama. All this Janmashtami and all are only drama. I know. I am the Kapatanatakam. Sudradari is me. I know that. But people don't know. They are celebrating all of them. So I put these guys for what? For the sake of the world. For the sake of the world, I am taking these guys. Aham avyayatma. Aham avyayatma. I seem to actually grow up, all those things I do. I seem to grow up, I age, I also die. All those things happen. There is a Krishna Janmashtami, and there is a day where Krishna also left this world. All those things are there. I seem to be a small baby. I have grown. I was a youthful Krishna. I had all the pranks I played. All those things were there. But still, I know. Aham avyayatma. Here, Atma means what? Swarupa. Atma is not Satchidananda Atma. Atma does not mean actually the actual Brahman. This is Swarupa. So, Aham avyayatma. I am of an undecaying nature. I do not decay at all. I am of an unchanging nature. That is avyayam. So I neither grow nor become old. I never do that. But in the eyes of people, because I have taken an avatara, I might seem to grow. I might seem to get old. I might seem to die. But I never do any of those. So this is nirvikara. So nirvikara brahma swarupaha aham asmi. Without any change. Vikara means change. So I am Brahma Swarupaha, which does not go through any change. Achedyaham, Adakyaham, Akledyaha. We have seen all that thing in the second chapter. And not only that, Bhutanam Ishwaraha. I am the Lord of all beings, Bhutanam. Lord of all beings. Even though, as Krishna, I looked as though I am one of the citizens of your fold. I also am looking like you, I am your Sakha, I am your playmate, I am your relative, all those things are there. I look like a simple human being, I know that, but the original Krishna Paramatma is what? Bhutanam Ishwaraha. He is the Lord of all beings. Who is ever free. That Lord is ever free. So this original nature of mine, this is the expression of only Brahman alone, which is free, which is avyayam, which is ever free, which is ever liberated, Nitya Muktaha is what? It's only Brahman. So when Krishna defines what is his original Swarupam, he defines the Swarupam of Brahman only. That's what he says, I am Brahman only. So that's what he says, Adrahyam, Agotram, Avarnam, Achakshushrotram. A person who has no, any of these things are not there for him. So he has no Gotram, he has no Varnam, he has no Chakshushrotram, all those things, none of those things are binding him. So knowing the original nature of mind, Aham Sambhavami, I am born, still I am born. So knowing my full nature, original nature of myself, I am still born. Aham Sambhavami, born as a human being, I pretend to be born. Even though I am not really born, Aham Ajaham, I pretend to be born, I falsely appear to the people as if I am born. Okay, to be born means what again? In Vedantic language, it means Sharira Grahana. When we say somebody is born means what? That Jivatma has taken a body. Sharira Grahana. So taking a body is called birth. That is called Sharira. And taking a physical body is called Janma. So when this Jivatma takes a physical body, that is called the, actually we saw it also in the earlier, Vasamsi Jivnani Yadavihaya. I drop one physical body, which is called Marana. So when I leave my physical body, that is called Maranam. When I take another physical body, that is called Janma. That is called birth. So I assume now another body, that is after Maranam, and take another body, that is called Janma. So if the Lord has to be born, then he has to also do what? He has to also assume another body. Because that's what we defined as Janma. Janma means taking another physical body. So if Lord has to be born means he has to also assume a physical body. So Sambhavami means I also take another physical body. The physical Lord is Matsya Avatara, Kurma Avatara, Vamana Avatara, could be anything. So he takes another physical body, which could be any of those things. And what is the raw material from which this body is created for the Lord? So you know what is the raw material with which our body is created? Panchabhutani, right? That's right. Panchabhutani, the five elements are the one from which our body is made. Then what is the material with which the Lord's body is made? Lord's body is made, also made up of Panchabhutas themselves. But they are born out of what? Born out of Maya. Right? We have already seen that earlier. They are born out of Maya. Maya is otherwise called what? Prakriti. All these terms we have used. So, born out of Maya, Maya is otherwise called the Prakriti. So, the material cause for the body is Prakriti. Right? Material part, Panchabhutas, Prakriti is the material cause. So, Krishna says, my body also is born out of the same Prakriti alone. I have taken a Janma, assumed a human body or any other body. That is also made of Prakriti alone, just as the Jiva Shariram is born out of Prakriti. So just as the Jiva Shariram, Arjuna Shariram is born out of Prakriti, my body is also born out of Prakriti. Then what is the difference? You call yourself then an avatar. Arjuna's body you call as Janma. What is the difference between these two? They are also both are made up of only Prakriti. Both are Maya. Then what is the difference between these two? The difference is when the Jiva is born with the body, any Jiva is born with the body, the person, that Jiva becomes a slave of the body. A Jiva becomes a slave of the body because of what? Identification with the body. A Jiva identifies himself or herself with the body, so that is called in Vedanta Tadatmyam. So the identification with the body, that is the problem of a Jiva. So instead of wielding or holding or functioning through the body, what the Jiva does? The person totally identifies herself or himself with the body, every condition of the body and mind. That's what the Jivas do. So, if there is one grey hair, That's enough to ruin the full day. So you roam about this shop and that shop to find all kinds of prey, this, that, and all. Body. My body cannot look old. I cannot become old. It has to become old. Asti jayate vardate viparinamate apakshiyate vinashyati. That is the rule of nature. You are born, you grow, you change, you decay, one dies. Nobody can change it, but we don't want to accept it. Even a small thing in the body, it makes us go here and there, all those problems. So, I am a slave of each of my organs. I am a slave of each of my organs of the body. But what the Lord is? The Lord also uses the same prakriti, but the difference is prakritim adhishtaya, keeping the prakriti in my control. That's what the Lord says. Between the Lord and us, that is the difference. Both are born out of prakriti only, but for the Lord, He controls the prakriti. He is the master of prakriti, whereas we are all slaves of prakriti, slaves of the body. And again, prakriti means what? Prakriti janya sharira. Prakriti means the body born out of prakriti. We are all slaves of that body. So keeping the prakriti and the body that is born out of prakriti under my control, not being a slave of the body, not identifying with the body, all those things are all slaves of the body. With atma anatma viveka jnanena aham sambhavami. How the Lord is born? With the knowledge of the difference between the atma and anatma. Anatma is the body. Atma, the atma and anatma, with the difference known all the time. I am born with that knowledge. I control my body, whereas you are controlled by her body. That is the difference between us. So Ishvara holds the body, but he is the master. The Lord is the master. For example, if you want to take an analogy, a thief also is surrounded by policemen. The president of the country also is surrounded by policemen. Whereas in the case of the thief, the policemen control him. In the case of the president, he controls the policeman. So all our indriyas, all our senses, they are all like policemen. We are surrounded by them all the time. The Lord is also surrounded by all them all the time. But the Lord controls them, whereas they control us. That's the difference between the Lord and anybody else. So this is the thing. So Ishvara is the controller of the body. Now we understand the difference between Ishvara and the Jiva. And Krishna says, Swam Prakritim. Whose Prakriti it is? My Prakriti. It is under my control. Swam, my control. I do not belong to Prakriti. But Prakriti belongs to me. Prakriti belongs to me. So, Swam Prakritim Adhishtaya Sambhavami. Sambhavami means I take, but I am born. So, even that assumption, whether it is real or unreal, we may have that question. Lord may say all this. Is that assumption real or unreal? He says, Atma Mayaya. Atma Mayaya. By the deluding power of Maya. By the deluding power of Maya, I am apparently born. I am not really born. I am apparently born. So Atma here means what? His own Maya. It's a reflective pronoun. Atma here refers to his own Maya. It's not Brahman. It is his Maya. It's a reflective pronoun. And why should Krishna emphasize this? Because we will ask all these questions. Atma Maya. If we are just taking them as statements, we can just go ahead. But we have to understand why Krishna has to emphasize this. Right? Right. Now for that we have to go back to Tattva Bodha. Tattva Bodha which we... little bit we did here, yeah? We have to go back. See, the Maya is supposed to be composed of all the three gunas. Trigunatmika we have seen. Sattva guna, Rajo guna, and Tamo guna. Okay. Now, Ishvara is considered to be Brahman plus Maya. Brahman Maya coupled is Ishvara. Brahman is supposed to have no, it's Nirguna. Supposed to have no attribute. It has no such thing. It is just Brahman. But in association with Maya, Srishti happens. So, Brahman, Maya coupled, we call it Ishvara. And Jiva also is again what? Is the reflected Chaitanyam. Brahman also reflected Chaitanyam plus Maya. He has reflected Chaitanyam plus Avidya, ignorance. So, there is this original Bimbam, original image. That original image of Lord Brahman, whatever. And that reflects through several media. Now, Jiva is one medium. So, through this medium, when it is reflected, when this body is capable of reflecting that Chaitanyam, then we call this body as alive. When this body is not capable of doing that, then we call it a dead body. It's like a fused bulb and a real bulb. In one bulb, it is capable of manifesting electricity in it. In the fused bulb, it is incapable of manifesting electricity in it. The difference between the dead body and the live body is only this. In which, in one, it can manifest Chaitanyam. That is called the Bimba Chaitanyam, the reflective medium is this body. Now, this Jiva, the problem with Jiva is, it is associated with avidya, ignorance all the time. It doesn't know its own nature. It's always associated with this one. But there is the Sattva Guna. It is a combination of all the three gunas. Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna. In case of Ishvara, the Sattva Guna is pure Sattvam. With least amount of Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna with it. Whereas, because it is only Maya, it is Shuddha. In Vedanta we call it Shuddha Sattvam. Whereas in terms of Jiva, it is not called Shuddha Sattvam, it is called Malina Sattvam, means it is always polluted with Rajoguna and Tamoguna. And because it is predominantly these two, mostly Tamoguna, the difference between the Jiva and the Ishvara is this. And because it is Sattva Guna all the time, Sattva Guna Pradhana all the time for Ishvara, is always alert, so he is able to remember all the previous journey. Ishvara knows all the avatars earlier because it is Shuddha Sattvam. Whereas in terms of Jivas, it is Malina Sattvam. It is always polluted with Rajoguna and Tapoguna, all the vasanas. Because of that, it doesn't know its nature all the time. So that is the difference between these two. That is why Krishna has to emphasize all this Atma Mayaya. Yes.
Is it true that some people remember their past incarnation? Because if we say
that God remembers, yeah. Right. Actually, it's possible. Because it is, after all, vasana, some remote possibility could be there. They might remember. That's possible. Actually, I know one person who has even written a book in this country about his previous janma. He was born in somebody here and all that thing are there. So, he has even verified that. He has gone even to those places to check whether such and such thing existed. All that he has found out. And it's possible because you can have, because vasanas are there, some people might remember. That's a very low probability, but might be possible. Yeah, that's more possible because after all our own vasanas. Normally we don't remember, but in some remote cases people might remember. Possibly.
Patanjali Yoga, they say like parigraha janma kathanta sambodha.
Right.
So there is even a formula for how you remember.
You can remember that thing, but that may be by yogic practice, but here these are all not yogic practice, this is random. So random people sometimes they might remember because this is possible. Because vasanas are there. So it might be possible. So that is the difference between Ishvara's Maya, it is Sattva Guna Pradhana. That's what we have to remember. Ishvara's Maya is Sattva Guna Pradhana, whereas in terms of Jivas, the Prakriti, it is Malina Sattvam, it is polluted with Rajoguna and Tamoguna, so you will not. It is mostly Tamapradhana. Tamoguna Pradhana, so you cannot remember. Tamoguna means you are never alert, so you will not remember anything. So Ishvara is born as Sattva Guna Pradhana and with knowledge, whereas Jiva is born with avidya, ignorance. Tamoguna Pradhana, that is the difference. And therefore, I know, I, Lord, I am not really born, but it is only like I appearing in a dream world. In a dream world, you are having a lot of, you know, somebody is born, universal, so many things are happening in the dream world. But all the time, you are the waker. They are all there, but you have no association with them. You are dreaming them. You cannot even reproduce the dream tomorrow. Right? You cannot do any of those things. But in the dream world, all these things are happening. So apparently it appears as if it is real in the dream world. But in the baker's world, it is not at all real. It is not, it cannot happen. That is why in some version of Ramayana, they say Sita and Rama, always they used to wink at each other. Because they are aware, they are enacting a drama. So they are enjoying it. So they are winking at each other to all the time to communicate to themselves. So these are all some play. Whereas people think that something is going on. Right? So, the Lord is only an actor when he takes an avatar. So, Atma Mayaya, I am born. Okay. As if I am born. Appears as it. Now, how the birth takes place, that is what is given here. And there are two main points that we have to understand. One is Prakriti is used by the Lord, but it is under His control. That we should understand clearly. And second thing is, His Upadhi or medium is Maya, which is Sattva Guna Pradhana, which is predominant, which is Sattva. Sattva is Sattvic nature only, whereas for Jiva, it is Malina Sattvam, polluted with Tamo Guna and Raja Gunas. Yes.
In case of Brahma Jnani, so how he will be, like, see, he is very close to God, right? Like, so
he is not close to God, he is God.
He is God. Okay. So, will he have Sattva Guna, like, how the God has?
Yeah, actually, see, as Brahma Jnani, once you gain knowledge, then you know your Swarupa all the time, and you are ever remaining in that Swarupa. So, once you are ever remaining in the Swarupa, you are only Sattva Guna all the time. You are only Sattvic all the time. And he also does action. This I have explained many times earlier. He also does a lot of activities. He also does so many things. But all the time he is aware that even though these things are all being done, I have nothing to do with that. So they are all done. So that is why we even described at that time, if any Punya Papa arises out of those actions, what happens to them, we even described at that time. So for in case of Brahma Jnani Jnani, this is totally different. He doesn't have to go through any of this analysis. There is no need at all. It's because he is Shuddha Sattva. He is Shuddha Chaitanya.
Yada yada hi dharmasya.
Yada yada hi dharmasya. Yada yada hi dharmasya.
Glanir bhavati bharata.
Glanir bhavati bharata. Glanir bhavati bharata.
Yada yada hi dharmasya. Glanir bhavati bharata.
Yada yada hi dharmasya. Glanir bhavati bharata. Yada yada hi dharmasya. Glanir bhavati bharata.
Abhyuttanam adharmasya.
Abhyuttanam adharmasya. Abhyuttanam adharmasya.
Tadatmanam srijamyaham.
Tadatmanam srijamyaham. Tadatmanam srijamyaham.
Abhyuttanam adharmasya. Tadatmanam srijamyaham.
Abhyuttanam adharmasya. Tadatmanam srijamyaham. Abhyuttanam adharmasya. Tadatmanam srijamyaham.
So in the next two shlokas, Krishna gives the purpose of the avatara. What is the purpose of an avatara? Krishna explains here. What is the purpose of a jiva's arrival? Why should jiva take a birth? What is the purpose of that birth?
Exhaust Mahapunya.
If you remember, it is to exhaust Prarabdha. Yes, this karma theory we have gone through many times here. Yeah. So to exhaust the Prarabdha, I have got bags and bags of Prarabdha. It's all hanging from Sanjita Karma. Something is now fructifying now. That we call it Prarabdha. So that I have to exhaust through Sukham and Dukkham. So that is Mishra. So it is a mixture of Sukham and Dukkham. I have to exhaust it. I cannot even say I come down. I am thrown down. Prarabdha drives it. I am thrown down actually. Because of the pressure of our karma. Our own karma. Whether I like it or not. It's not in our own liking. I am pushed down into the world. Whereas in the case of Lord, Lord alone we say avatarati. Lord alone we say he descends down. We don't descend, we are thrown down. Lord descends down on his own will. For the well-being of all the worlds. That's why the Lord does. So the purpose of Jiva's arrival is exhaustion of Prarabdha. Okay, that we know very well. And Ishvara's arrival is for Loka Anugraha. For the welfare of the world. That's why Ishvara is born. So Sishta Anugraha and Dushta Nigraha. So that is the purpose of Avatara. Any Avatara takes place for Sishta Nigraha, Anugraha to bless and to support, to help all the Sishtas. And this task he wants to do nigraha. Destroy. So that's what Krishna says in this shloka. Yada yadagi dharmasyam glanihi bhavati. Yada yadagi dharmasyam glanihi bhavati. Glanihi means weakening. Weakening, decline. Decline of what? Dharma. Whenever dharma declines, whenever dharma weakens, automatically when dharma becomes weak, what happens? Adharma becomes stronger. Right? When dharma weakens, adharma naturally becomes stronger. So he says, adharmasya abhyuttanam. Abhyuttanam means increase. Abhyuttanam. So whenever there is increase of adharma, and whenever there is decline of dharma, That is the time he is born. Let's say. So wherever there is decline of dharma and increase of adharma, tada aham srijami. Srijami, I create. Tada aham, I create what? Atmanam. I create myself. That's what God says. Wherever this happens, I create myself. I choose to appear myself of my own will. Not because I am thrown by my karma. I choose to appear myself of my own will. Okay, why should I appear when dharma is weak? Why should I appear that? Actually, we should remember, actually the concept of dharma mentioned in the third chapter, we already seen it earlier. There we mentioned that dharma means what? Harmony of the universe. That's what we saw in earlier third chapter. The harmony of the universe, the rhythm, the cosmic rhythm should be maintained all the time. Right? And any harmonious system can survive only when the harmony is maintained. Only when the harmony is maintained, the harmonious system can survive. The moment there is disharmony, then it's its own decay. It's like a disease. It is going to cause death, all that. So dharma gone means what? The world cannot survive anymore. When dharma is gone, world cannot survive. So dharma is called, actually the word dharma itself is a nice word. It is dharanat dharma. That which sustains, that is called dharma. Dharanat dharma. That which keeps a system alive, that is called dharma. So the moment, for example, in the digestive system, for example, there is some problem. It does not taste. The evacuation system doesn't work. Kidney failure, heart failure, any of those things happen to the body, means what? The body has lost its dharma. If any of this is happen, body lost its dharma. That means the rhythm in the body, the balance in the body got affected. That's what it means. So disease means what? Sooner or later, yama will come. Because the imbalance knocks. And if the Lord's responsibility is to protect the world, because who is him? He is Srishti Stiti Layakarta. The Lord is the one who is responsible for creation, maintenance and destruction. So if his responsibility is to protect the world, when dharma is disturbed, whenever the sthiti or the sustenance portion is in trouble, the Lord has to, the doctor has to come. So that is the portfolio of whom? Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is supposed to be sthitikarta. So he has to come down and he has to protect. Mahavishnu does that. So protection department is Mahavishnu. Creation department is Brahma. And cleaning department is Shiva. So that is why avatars, they always are attributed to Vishnu. Most avatars are Vishnu. We know Shiva avatar, Anjaneya is supposed to be Shiva avatar, but you don't hear so many Shiva avatars or Brahma avatars. Only Mahavishnu avatar all the time, because that is his job. Protection is his job. Always there is problem. So that is where you need lot of traffic constables. There is disorder. So aham tada atmanam srijami. At that time, I create myself. For what? Paritranaya sadhunam.
Paritranaya sadhunam. Paritranaya sadhunam.
Vinashaya cha duskritam.
Vinashaya cha duskritam. Vinashaya cha duskritam.
Paritranaya sadhunam. Vinashaya cha duskritam.
Paritranaya sadhunam. Vinashaya cha duskritam. Paritranaya sadhunam. Vinashaya cha duskritam.
Dharma samsthapanarthaya.
Dharma samsthapanarthaya. Dharma samsthapanarthaya.
Sambhavami yuge yuge.
Sambhavami yuge yuge. Sambhavami yuge yuge.
Dharma samsthapanarthaya. Sambhavami yuge yuge.
Dharma samsthapanarthaya. Sambhavami yuge yuge. Dharma samsthapanarthaya. Sambhavami yuge yuge.
This is actually a continuation of the previous shloka only. So the Lord's job is maintenance of dharma and the removal of adharma. So the job of a doctor, actually, maintenance of health and removal of disease. That is all his job. At the cosmic level, dharma is the health of the world and adharma is the disease of the world at the cosmic level. So now the question is, how to protect dharma and destroy adharma? That will be the next question. Because dharma and adharma are abstract things. If you know some disease, we know exactly this so-and-so disease, so I can administer this medicine and get rid of it. But what is dharma? What is adharma? Who defines that? So they are abstract things. We cannot protect dharma. We cannot protect or destroy dharma directly. It's not possible to destroy them because they are abstract things. You cannot destroy them or protect them directly. So if you have to protect dharma, what you should do? You have to protect the people who follow dharma, the dharmis. So we have to protect the dharmis. For example, if you want to protect science, there is no point in keeping all this library and then cleaning all the books, bound them and keeping in a room. That is not protecting science. You have to protect the scientists. The people who are engaged in science, we have to protect them. Then only science will be protected. Otherwise, you will have only science in books. Whatever was discovered earlier, that alone will remain. No scope for any new invention or nothing else will come. Same with art, same with music, all those things, the same thing. You have to only protect those musicians, those people. Otherwise, you can keep a veena in a beautiful box in the house, it will sit there. No problem. But music is not protected. So Krishna calls those who follow dharma as sadhus. He calls them sadhus. Paritranaya sadhuna. So that sadhu means those people who follow dharma. That means dharmikaha janaha. The people who follow dharma. So a noble, a saintly person who lives according to the tenets of dharma. He doesn't live in his own way, lives according to the tenets of dharma. A shishta is another name. Shishtaha, an acharaman, a person who follow all these things, we can call them by any names. So protection of dharma is only by protection of sadhus. That's what he says. Sadhunam paritranaya. I arrive in the world for the protection of sadhus. All these dharmic people. This is called Shishta Anugraha. Shishta Anugraha. Is this enough? No. There is another part also is there. He has to remove adharma also from the world. If he just only protects these dharmis, then adharma is still going on. So if you want to maintain harmony, adharma has to be destroyed. So the other removal of adharma, it is impossible unless the adharmis are removed. So unless you remove the adharmis, adharma cannot be removed. Those people who follow adharma, they should be wiped out. Otherwise, it is not possible. That is dushta nigraha. So shishta anugraha and dushta nigraha. So the evil people have to be removed. Otherwise, evil will not go away. That is why, for example, when there is a thief, what we do? We put him in jail. Right? We put this thief in a jail. This guy maybe he serves a term for 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, whatever number. He comes out. If his mind has not changed, you still brought out another thief only out. You have not removed the thief from the face of earth. He is still come and he will continue his job. If his mind has not changed, if he has not. The belief is once he is in jail, maybe over a period of time, he might change. Perhaps. That's a punishment. It also gives perhaps a room for him to change. If that guy doesn't change, you still have the same thief in the society. It does. So it is not removed. The act of adharma is not removed entirely. It is only postponed. Maybe from for those years. Till he is in the jail. Whereas in terms of adharma, Lord will destroy adharmas. He is not going to postpone. He gives them some warnings. That guy doesn't gear up, then he has to destroy them. So when we say adharmis should be removed, it can be done actually in two ways. When we say adharmis can be removed, it can be done in two ways. One is what? A benign, very noble method where you change the person. What do? You change the person, remove the evil in him. Because he has that evil in him, you remove the evil in him, then the evil person is replaced by a good person. So you can teach things to him. If that guy is receptive, is good, he will change. If he tends to change, he will change. So this should be the primary attack. Immediately, Lord will not take a big mace and hit somebody and kill him. Primary method is to try to convert that person, make him see sense, so that he will transform and he will not engage in doing evil activities anymore. So Lord also does that. He tries to change the evil by sending various signals. That's why I used to tell you, the Lord has got a lotus in his hand, he has got a mace, he has got a shankh, he has got a chakra, all that he does. What he does? With the lotus, he tries to make sense in you. He tries to give you wisdom so that you will understand that what you are engaging in is not correct, so you have to correct yourself. If you don't immediately follow, then what he does? He blows the conch. Alert, maybe you are sleeping. Guy, wake up. He blows the conch. You don't listen. He has got a mace. Hits you a little bit. So that, you at least wake up. That doesn't work also? That's it. Chakra takes the That's what Lord. So he gives all the opportunities for us. He gives all these opportunities so that we can transform. If you still don't do that, there is no choice. That's what. So he has to establish dharma. That's what he has to do. So for this, the system cannot be destroyed. So similar, whenever system, for example, this, when our body is not functioning, what do we normally do? Normally there is a adharma going on. We understand that. So too much of maybe whatever, you know, pickled is ate last yesterday or whatever it is causing so much of a problem. So for that, you don't destroy the body. You try to find some antidote. That's what you do normally. So system cannot be destroyed. I have to only change my habit. So it has to come out of me. So that's what I can do. So the Lord tries first to change the evil man to see sense and become a good person. Even in the battlefield, he says, go today, come tomorrow. That's what Rama told Ravana. Go today, come tomorrow. Think what you are engaged is not correct thing. So I will give you an opportunity. Come tomorrow. Yes.
Vishnu.